Are you ready to unlock the keys to your inner world? Welcome to the Soul Keys Podcast, where we will explore the transformative power of manifesting, intuition development, energy healing, and so much more. Each week, we're going to dive into topics like oracle card readings, spiritual hypnosis, and practical techniques that will help you access the inner wisdom that's always been within you. My name is Kelly T. Smith. I'm the author of the Intuitive Life Coaching Oracle Cards, the Guiding Light Oracle Cards, and my newest deck, Signs from the Universe. Join me as we embark on a journey of self-discovery and manifest the life that you truly desire. Be sure to check back every Sunday for new episodes. Let's get started. Thank you so much for joining me on Soul Keys. My name is Kelly T. Smith, and today I have a special guest, Andrea Dembecki. Hi, Andrea.
Hi, Kelly.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, so I wanted to talk about how, first of all, Andrea and I have been friends for a long, long time, I think almost 15 years or longer. And so it's so excited to have you on my show and to work with you again. And I know one of the things that inspired the show today is how we've been talking about how so much is going on in the world and what do we do specifically in order to stay centered and grounded and connected during all the chaos that's all around us. So that's why today we're going to be talking about aligning with the higher power in times of uncertainty. So yeah, Andrea, so I just want to kind of touch bases with you first and ask, as we move into this topic, aligning with the higher power, what do you do? Like, what kind of tools and advice or guidance or wisdom do you have for us? First, sorry, I skipped over your introduction. First, tell us a little bit about you and who you are and what you do and how we can find you.
Sure. I'm Andrea Dembecki from angelfairyhealing.com. And I do lots of classes on angels and fairies and unicorns and self-help. And I have my own podcast. And I know Kelly for, like she said, years and years. And we love to collaborate and inspire each other and support each other throughout the years in our healing work and in all of our creativity and all the personal growth that we've gone through. So I'm really grateful to have her in my life, and I'm excited to be here today because I think that this is exactly on topic for what we need right now, and being together, sharing the inspiration is feels so great, you know?
I know, it really does. I think both of us have been feeling the call to get online, like build communities, find, and even I think the intuitive message today is finding your voice. Like in the midst of everything that's happening in the world, how do you find your voice, listen to intuitive guidance, and know what's the next right action to take?
Yes, because there is so much distraction lately and fear that I do feel like I have to go in the cave and listen deeply to like what's my place in all of this. And I do feel like this is what we've been preparing for as light workers, as ascension teachers. It's almost like I've been using every tool that I've learned since forever. Cause I love to study all kinds of stuff, energy healing, self-help stuff, spiritual healing. And I know I've just been called to use it all. And I think this is, you know, changing our society to become more holistic, to become more spiritual, because we are getting forced into that. For our own sanity, really, and to stay centered.
Mm-hmm. For sure. I'll tell you, the one thing for me that's been my saving grace and always really has been, but especially since COVID, is my garden. And I think that's because it's a feeling of being almost, it's sometimes we think we need to be inundated with the news or what's going on so that we can, you know, stay involved and take action. But I think that when there's so much distraction from external noise, it we don't make time to center and allow for actual guidance to come in. then we don't know what to do. We're just kind of spinning. And I think it's when you take that time, when you find your sacred space, whether it's in the garden, whether it's like in meditation, whether it's doing a project that brings you into a centered space, it's being able to like move out of the distraction, the noise, and into an inner state where you're like, now you're asking the question, how can I serve? How can I be of service? What is the next right action step for me to take during this time? And we can't do it by listening to outside external noise. We can only hear true guidance when we get calm and quiet. And I'm always surprised at the guidance, because sometimes it's not something crazy or wild that you have to do. It's sometimes it's just about being still and listening and aligning and taking it one step at a time.
Yeah. And I think that's especially important for healers and empaths like us, because we're getting extra pulled. And so I have to have a lot of self-control that I don't burn out, because I'll try to like go clear the whole planet and do all this stuff. And it's like, I've been really getting that kind of message to take a step back, let higher beings do things or other light workers, and then really discern when I'm called. And when I'm called and I have all the energy, I'll get on, you know, do radio shows, make things to inspire people, help people. But I think it's really important for the sensitive ones, the healers, the light workers, to take a step back and manage that right now, because there's so much pull. And so I think that it's great you mentioned the garden, because I think long walks in nature have been so helpful. And just having that self-control that, you know, we're so grateful that we have access to all this media and all this entertainment and all this connection with others, but to use it in balance, right? There's so many blessings to social media, to even the scrolling. I mean, I learned so many beautiful things on there, but it's also about balance with this technology, because it can pull us out of our own self, our own listening, and bring us into that hysterical state, especially if we're listening to a lot of people's fear or conspiracy theories or things like that. And so I noticed that I use social media more mindfully, and I also have compassion, and I pray for everybody, and I listen, of course, to everybody's voice. But it's also really great to have those boundaries sometimes with the social media. And I find, you know, even before all this stuff going on, that I, as an empath, as a healer, needed certain things like the garden, the meditation area, the rest days, the boundaries. So I think we're learning more and more like conscious boundaries with our schedule, with managing our energy, with bringing us back to center, and really learning that we're not superheroes, that really it's all of us together. All of us together are going to change the world, heal the world, help the world. It's not one person, and that's too much burden on just one person to do it all.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and the one thing that always comes up at this time, like when we feel what Spirit's been showing me is like the shift. Like we know everything is changing, and we're kind of leaning into this feeling of fear that it's changing for the worst. But my favorite quote is that for every, and I can't remember who said it, but oh yeah, I can't think of his name, but for every darkness or that rises on the planet, there has to be an equal light, equal or greater light. So while we're thinking of all the things that are going on in the world that look like they're falling apart, that are getting worse, that are negative, that are scary, that are not a like horrible, horrific, we need to also be holding space that something greater is getting ready, something positive, something of the light is getting ready to emerge. And that something of the light is humanity, it's people. It is the collective rising, it's the collective saying, we don't choose this. It's the collective prioritizing humanitarianism, it's the collective prioritizing making sure that everyone is okay and treated equally, and coming together as a community right now is really our superpower. Being able to just gather and support and love and connect. And that is the light that I really feel like is rising. And that's what Spirit's calling in for me when I meditate, as the shift that's coming, because everything is changing. And while we're seeing things change for the worse and falling apart, it's also something is getting ready to rise out of that, like the phoenix. So it's like a rebirth in a lot of ways, as old energies dies and new energy is coming forward to create new ways of being for humanity. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes total sense. And I think it's great to just keep reminding ourselves of that goodness is always in charge. And I find a lot of comfort from there's a lot of positive channelings, even just basic astrology stuff, just explaining these few years in this whole block of 100 years that we're in. These few years are like humanity's dark night. And then after that, we're going into the human renaissance. And I remember reading that, and it was so comforting because we're looking at historically the cycles of Earth and how things rise and then the light rises and then we adapt and evolve, and that we're here to be innovators. We're here to rise up and bring the light and do any little action step that we can do that brings light, love, peace, help is so needed. So I want to mention that, because sometimes we can feel powerless. We're like, what's my little donation going to do, or me helping a neighbor or doing this one little thing? But I'm just hearing again and again that every little bit counts, and really to listen like to what you need to do that's going to make you feel like you're, you know, contributing. Maybe it's just a prayer for humanity, or maybe it's, you know, going to volunteer somewhere. I'm being in that heart opening alignment of service, even on the smallest levels, helps us get out of that fear. And it's interesting, as you talk, it's great to tap into that. Maybe talk about if you are frozen in that fear, or, you know, physically you feel it, or mentally your mind is spinning on worst case scenarios. What are some simple, like in the moment things people can do if they know they're in that place? Because I know I found myself in that place periodically.
Mm-hmm. Whenever you just feel like you're spinning because you can feel all of the outside fear and shadow energy and the everything rising up that's like creating this kind of confusion and fear of what's getting ready to happen next. It's funny that you asked me that, because I was getting ready to ask you, like, what are your tools? My tools are hypnotherapy, meditation, grounding, essential oils, talking to a friend, like someone that I feel is also connected, journaling. And remember, too, that prayer is huge, because what is prayer? Prayer is directing energy. And I think in my last show, Andrea, I actually brought up, I did a show, it was a few months ago on this podcast, where I talked about how you and I prayed over a situation that was happening in our downtown area during COVID. And we like just imagined a blanket of love. And through that, there were riots going on. And through that, everything like changed within a matter of, I think, a few hours after we started praying. And that can be considered a coincidence, but I don't believe in coincidences. And everything is energy. Like, I just pulled a card and asked for guidance. And it's that healers need to remember that another one of our superpowers, besides just community and coming together and working together and aligning together and having the same kind of deeper understanding of where we're headed as a collective and radiating where we want to go, our other superpower is energy healing, being able to clear energy, being able to hold the space, being able to elevate, being able to raise the vibration. And so one of the tools too is that when you're feeling low and you're feeling like a lower energetic, like dark thoughts, negativity, fear, worry, concern, the first step for me is I have to check in and say, is this mine or is this someone else's? Is this the collective? Is this a call for me to clear energy? Is this something that I just watched? Like, I find that when I watch and scroll through videos, there's so much residual energy in those videos that afterwards, that's when I feel like I go into a spin. So I'll have to take a salt bath or a sage or do something for myself, because if I don't, I just keep recreating this. It's like thought form energy that sticks to you, and you just, you're like, where are these thoughts coming from? Or what? All of a sudden you're in a panic and you can't snap out of it. And that's when that happens, and it's because energy truly is contagious. When you're on a thread on the internet and you're reading hundreds of people have like panicking, you're going to walk away with that energy kind of sticking to you. So the first thing you need to do is clear. And there are many different ways to clear, but my favorite way is through a salt bath, through prayer. We were talking the other day, and I think it came up at the same time about Donna Eden techniques. And this goes back to energy clearing. Like, there's different, like, I strongly suggest that if you've never worked with the energy techniques from Donna Eden, that you research that and learn about that, because there's a technique called the zip up technique that I have been using a lot lately. That's super helpful. Andrea, do you want to talk about that? Cause I know you've been using that too.
Yeah, I love the zip up, and it's like the main central meridian. She really helps you just kind of clear in different ways. And there's a lot. Yeah, there's a lot on YouTube, and I always do that. And I have like a toolkit. I like a lot of yoga, you know, qigong, dance. And I also wanted to talk, we're talking a lot about energy, but also mind stuff that, like, I noticed that an idea will get in my mind, like inflation, and then I'll become obsessed. And so I've been watching that and really working on how do I unplug from the collective sometimes, especially if the collective's spiraling, or if there was some world event. I noticed those days, we've had these big events the past year, I almost can't unplug from the collective. So I've been working on that, like, how do we unplug from the collective or rise above it? And it's just, like I said, been challenging me to use all my tools, you know, like grounding, karmic healing has been a big one, because I do feel like collectively the earth karmas are coming up of like the falls of civilizations and things. All of those memories are on the planet and they're getting triggered globally and personally, I find. So I love to clear the past life energy, and I kind of have a checklist that I do when that energy is going. Like, I try to unplug from the collective. I try to, you know, read the past lives or see if it's mine or someone else's. Another great thing that I like to do, and I think I had to do this especially like in January when there's all that crazy stuff going on, is just really get the phone away and like draw pictures, have a little creative retreat and really unplug. Because it felt like the more I read the news, just the more I would get disturbed, you know. Mm-hmm. On every level. And then it's like, it is like protecting our peace. And that is really important right now. And another thing I love to do is I make crystal grids for the earth, like prayer wheels. And I make a circle of crystals. And sometimes I'll pull some cards and put some objects. And then I just send prayers to the whole planet. But I wanted to mention that I have lots of tools, and I'm a person that likes to take action, but I've also have to notice that I don't get obsessed with my tools, that I kind of flow with them in balance. Because I think that's something too, a lot of us, we know a lot of things, and then we want to maybe do healing all day or get obsessed with those tools. So that's something I've noticed I've had to relax about too, that maybe I'll do the prayer grid once a week, or I'll send prayer healing to the earth on Sunday. And then I let go. And then I also let go of outcomes, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's important. And I think that also, besides all this stuff happening on the planet, we are going through internal ascension shifts also.
So that's what I was getting ready to say, not specific, like, ascension, but you mentioned karmic relationships, which is that, so there's everything that's going on in the world that is, oh, because everything is connected. And then there's the individual like challenges that we're facing because each one of us are being called to evolve and ascend and grow and we're being tested, I think, because astrologically, this is a very intense time and we're being tested. And what does being tested mean? It's like you're like, why is this same circumstance coming back? And I thought I cleared that or I thought I healed that, but it's really an opportunity for you to rise up and choose something new. So if you're having those repeated patterns come up, I think individual challenges, especially in karmic relationships, that's something that's been coming up a lot when I work with people and within myself. And we have the full moon of in Scorpio coming up on the 12th, which I genuinely feel like I've been feeling that for a few weeks. And it's because it's pulling up so much within my soul to see where I'm hiding, where I'm refusing to grow, where I'm not allowing myself to be courageous, where I'm not having faith, where I am staying in situations or relationships that no longer serve me because they're safe. I mean, this is a very intense time of like the next evolution of your soul individually. But we'll see patterns. We'll see, especially in our soul family, it's like when you look around and you ask everyone that you care about, how are you? What's going on in your life? You're going to find synchronicities. They're going to tell you this, this, and this is happening. And you're like, whoa, that's exactly what's happening with me. And one of those things are karmic relationships. And when I talk to spirit, spirit says, okay, this is about forgiveness. And I know that forgiveness is a complicated subject because when we speak on forgiveness from a place of spirituality and metaphysical understanding, we're talking about clearing the karmic past, clearing the energy of the past and almost resetting, releasing, letting go, giving it to a higher power. And when you do that level of forgiveness work for someone and you clear away the past and you no longer hold on to the resentment or the blame, you open up like it's almost like a space within you for a frequency of wisdom to come through. And that wisdom will then show you, this is why you went through that. This is now that you've chose something new, this is what, why that happened. And this is how to move forward from here. So that you no longer feel like a victim of your circumstances or a certain type of personality, but instead you feel like, okay, everything happens for a reason. And now that I have chosen a new path, a new understanding, I've released these limited beliefs that I can really like hone in on the soul lesson for me. And I think that's the chapter that we're moving into right now is what are our soul lessons? What are we coming into? Because we're not going to carry that baggage from the past. You know, we're like closing a cycle right now. So as we close the cycle, we have to drop the old hurts, the old pains, the old wounds, the old way of doing things, if in the past we stayed silent, then the energy medicine for that is to speak loudly. You know what I mean? Like, it's like we are being called to do the opposite of the thing we've done in the past to stay safe. Because safety is really about leaning in to a higher power and trusting that higher power will guide you through to come out not only on the other side, but to come out in like a higher level of understanding.
Yeah, I think that's beautiful. I'm just letting that soak in. And I really think that can also be applied to, I did want to mention the major karma I see going on with money and the work system, because that's rooted into survival. And that's a relationship also, that if the work system or the money system has been unfair to humanity, and then everyone was like shushed, right? That we're learning to speak up and say we need better things that work for the people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just want to mention that also.
Oh, I love that, because I think that is one of the gifts that came out of 2020 and COVID is the work-life balance. And I think that like through all of those challenges that we went through as a collective in 2020, which, by the way, I really feel like we still have trauma from that. We still have stress from that. But if we look back, we think it really, everything fell apart, but so many new things were birthed from that. And one of those things is definitely work-life balance and community also, because we see the people come together, finding platforms to listen to each other, to hear each other more than ever. We've seen the rates in like entrepreneurship have increased as well. So there's so much, like, if we only look for the worst case scenario, if we only look for the bad things, that's all we're going to see. But it's really important, especially in times like this, to also notice the beauty that is emerging from the chaos.
Yeah. And I think that's that the word hope, you know, that we have to see with hope and hold hope in our hearts and even make plans to inspire the hope if hopelessness is being perpetuated. And I've been looking at that too, because I didn't realize how much I was holding from COVID, just even the feeling of being trapped. I mean, we were stuck in the house. We weren't allowed to go places. And I still think I still feel that a little, even though it's over, I still feel that constriction. And then I'm trying to remember, what was it like before? You know, it's like, what was it like before? Because I moved state. I did an out-of-state move in the middle of COVID. And so it's an interesting thing for me then socially, because I moved during COVID into a new place. You're still kind of in the masks and stuff. And so I've been navigating this, all these life changes. And it is great to talk and move energy about this, because I do feel one of the positive things is the rapid rate of growing of holistic and spiritual healing. We're seeing so much more meditation, so many more peaceful activities. Also homesteading, you know, our relationship with nature, organic food, meditation, yoga, holistic healing, all that stuff. And we're seeing another resurgence, I think, of having major institutions of that. You know, maybe there'll be like more healing studios. There's going to be more, attention on meditation and, you know, mind, body, wellness, all of those things I feel have grown so much just because people need tools.
I love that, because that's the beauty that's coming out of the chaos, is that during the mass hysteria, we are moving into a mass awakening. We've been, as healers, spiritual healers, we have been preparing for this time for a long time. I remember 15 years ago, I had a dream about something very similar to what's happening now, and how the preparation for being able to hold space for, you know, everything changing and a deeper understanding of spirituality and the higher power and, you know, holistic medicine and all of those things are happening at a rapid pace right now. And that is exactly what we're talking about, is that that's the emerging from out of the darkness. The light that is emerging is a new way of being. And that's why we're seeing a complete mass awakening now of people who are searching and asking the question, there has to be something more. There has to be something true. There has to be something of love. So they're asking those questions. And as they're asking those questions, Spirit is answering those questions. Source, God is answering those questions through other people and through awakening, through community, through connection, through even what we might sometimes feel like is a supernatural experience, which I know a lot of people are having right now, because we're having kind of that veil has been lifted. And you know, I know you know, and me too, is that when we first had our spiritual awakening and we were honest with ourselves about how we could see energies or feel and see things we shouldn't know, how scary that was. And as healers, we need to really like anchor into this knowing that we are going to hold space for those people who are now starting to experience what we once experienced when we first had our spiritual awakening. And I like to say that a spiritual awakening isn't always roses and no thorns. It's very scary at first, but again, it's moving through it, and a level of like understanding about the world and your connection and spirit and source in a way that you've never experienced before. And that's all happening for so many people, I feel like, at the exact same time. That's why the work that we do as healers is so important right now.
Yeah, and it's interesting, the timelines, even with working at home, because I feel like a few years before lockdown, I already had started working at home, and that was like a paradigm shift, and everybody like was like shocked kind of. And so we even went through that transition into like self-employment, working at home a few years before. And I wanted to mention, when we talk about everyone going through changes and the spiritual awakening, just the importance of the inner guide, that our inner guidance always knows like what we need. And I think that in our culture, if we haven't been taught to rely on our intuition, we feel scared and alone. But all of us have that beautiful built-in inner guide intuition that always tells us, like, this is what's happening. This is what's going to help you. Maybe call this person, read this book. And I wanted to really stress this, because this has been my saving grace throughout all this, is if I can get a clear connection with my inner guide, I'll always hear the right solution. And it's sometimes it's random. It's like, watch this movie or unplug. And sometimes it's like, call another healer friend or do some healing work. It's not always what we think. And I find my solutions are a mixture of like fun, creativity, entertainment, also like flat out like planetary healing, community with other healers, getting help, taking classes, learning. It's almost like I have this checklist of like, okay, what do I need now? You know, do I need to do yoga? Do I need to like call Kelly? Do I need to, you know, read this book? And that's been really helpful, just strengthening that guidance. And I know in times of the hysteria and the panic, we can't always hear that voice. And so I find then I have to sit quietly alone and just kind of listen. What does my inner voice say will balance me right now? Because I do feel like it's all about that centering, or the modern term now is nervous system regulation. Mm-hmm. Like noticing what kicks us off kilter and knowing what balances us and really knowing ourselves. Because for me, it's like the flower garden, the cats, the art, vintage bookstores, things like that. Things that I know 100%, like my inner child loves, they comfort me. Even like Disney Plus, like all the old cartoons, I'll put them on like late at night and they're very comforting, like 101 Dalmatians, like these little things that just make me feel more, you know, grounded and almost playful. So I just wanted to stress the importance of the intuition and knowing, you know, yourself, what lights you up, what comforts you, and do you have space for those things in your schedule, places in your home for those things? Did you, like Kelly, build a beautiful garden, a healing garden? Or like I build gardens and like meditation areas so that your house reflects your needs.
And I think like that, thinking about that, like I'm a tourist, so I love being surrounded with the beautiful flowers and all the greenery in the garden. And it just makes it, like earlier today when I was sitting out there and I was meditating and I opened my eyes and then all of a sudden I saw these amazing flowers, like the magnolia tree is getting ready to open, and or the magnolia flower, which smells amazing. And I just started to cry because I'm so grateful that I have that when there's just all the stress, or you know, you can feel it in the world, you need to designate a place for you where you can kind of unwind, expand, relax, fall into the energy of source, God, a higher power, which by the way is absolutely in nature. When we can't connect with a higher power, the first thing we need to be doing is going outside, listening to the birds, being around trees, being around the flowers, and I even love to sit in the rain. Like those things will bring us back. And it's almost like it brings us back into a remembrance, because nature knows something that we don't. We're too busy. We have goals. We're focusing. We have fears. We're trying to not be afraid of things or run from things, and nature's just present at all times. And it is through that presence that we can reconnect with God that is in all things, which is the higher power. We watch just like the symbiotic beauty in nature and how it looks so effortless, but genuinely also looks so complicated when you observe it. And I feel like that's also the human experience, is that when we just allow ourselves to remember, to get quiet, to stop the chatter, we start to awaken to something bigger than our personality self or our mind chatter. And that is what I'm talking about when it comes to a higher power. When you can just be moved by something within you that doesn't make sense, that you can't describe, but something you can feel that overtakes you with this feeling of presence and love and connection, that is when you know you have connected to a higher power. Because a higher power is going to mean something different for everyone. But for me, it is something within me. It is a presence that is awakened within me when I just observe it. It opens up like a flower, like I was talking about earlier with the magnolia tree, just opens up. And then all of a sudden you remember, oh, I am so much more than this personality that I'm. It's like a role you're playing. And it's a very small role at that. It's like in comparison to the nature of who you are as a soul. And so when you take the time to remember and you take the time to connect in that way with a higher power, everything becomes more clear. And now you're not so stirring in the what could happen or what will happen. Because as humans, we're always looking at things, what could happen, worst case scenario. We're forgetting that there's something much bigger happening behind the scenes, just like when we observe nature. There's still a higher power at play here. And that's the thing we need to lean into within us, and lean into with each other.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And I really grew up in nature, and I always loved to sit on the earth and play in the garden. And I do feel like nature has a rhythm, like our bodies. And with all the evolution of technology, that's a different rhythm. You know, technologies, machines, concrete, cars, like all this stuff is this different rhythm. And so when we're plugged into nature, we get back into that slow kind of present rhythm. And I've been like playing around with that all year, just that slowing down. And I know there's a movement called slow living. And I'm always like fascinated by that, because I think I grew up in that generation of like go, 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 burnout. We were raised like that, you know. Mm-hmm. Parents both work full time. You were just booked out all the time, busy, busy, busy. And it's interesting now, this call for like slowing down,
yeah,
and having more balance, and then realizing who is dictating this schedule to us, or mm-hmm. even these priorities. You know, I think that we're being innovators right now. We're being called to be innovators, inventors of the new earth. And we have to remember that it doesn't feel good, because we're here to change it. We've come, mm-hmm. like, I want to go back to the soul contracts before we were born, that we knew everything that was going to happen. We knew our place in it, and just awakening to that more consciously, because I think that gives us like courage and clarity versus being in that overwhelm and that powerlessness, right? That we've contracted to come here. We had a vision to change the systems of Earth, and just kind of get in touch with that soul power, that courage, that almost like path, that like our life scroll of the path of our life, like connecting with that. I think that's really important too. And to understand our place in all of this seems really important, you know?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. So I do one more thing before we go. I just wanted to say, there is what you said earlier about like financial challenges, and we are all experiencing that at some level right now, or could be, right? And Spirit said, it's funny when you said that, I actually drew a card and Spirit says, Kelly, go back to that, because Andrea's picking up on that's a collective thing right now. And I have a message for anyone who's listening, who's experiencing that. And that is that when we experience that financial limiting feeling, right? Like all of a sudden the money we thought was going to be there isn't there. And most often for like, it could be a temporary thing and an opportunity for expansion, either in your career to observe your limited beliefs, to observe your blocks that are keeping you from allowing more abundance to come in. And even I feel as collective, we are coming into a new understanding of what abundance and financial freedom even means. Because we sometimes look at abundance as being only about money, this piece of paper, but it's really about this abundance of fruit or vegetables that you have in your backyard that you could share with other people, these resources that you have. It's like it doesn't, Spirit will bring you what you need when you need it. And that's another leaning in on a higher power. And that when we have those financial challenges, it's really an opportunity to look at our limited beliefs, release them, choose a new belief pattern, and then start to expect that, because it's an opportunity for the next level and expansion in your abundance. And so it feels like, oh no, it's all going away. It's just changing. And the way that we do things is changing and everything is changing. But as long as you stay in tune and in alignment with a higher power, a deeper understanding that you are the creator of your reality and be open to abundance coming in different forms, then what's really happening for your finances right now is more of an expansion than a limitation, than it going away, if that makes sense. So that was just the message I wanted to share, because it can be very scary and we just have to hang in there, have faith and take it as an opportunity to shift our beliefs, to do the abundance work, because then every time that's ever happened for me, and then like a couple months later, everything kind of expands and you're like, wow. And so hold the faith, look at the limited beliefs, and know that this is an opportunity for expansion in your abundance. So I just wanted to say, Andrea, thank you so much for coming and spending time with me today. I really enjoyed having you here. Tell us one more time where we can reach you and get a hold of you.
Thanks for having me, Kelly. It's been really fun to be here. And I wanted to just mention that I keep getting the message that everything is happening for us. So it is a perception shift. It's happening for us to become more positive, to become more innovative, to lead in inspiring others. Like if we look at it, that mindset that we're strong enough and it's happening for us, that's been a great thing that's helped me. And everyone can reach me at angel30healing.com.
Thank you. And I agree. It is happening for us, and it's happening for our expansion. And it's bringing us in a kind of a new opportunity to move. It's giving us the opportunity to move in a new direction as well, because we're supposed to pivot. And you always say that word to me, which I love. We're supposed to pivot. We're supposed to kind of just, even sometimes if it's just about tweaking one little thing, and then all of a sudden we're on the right path again. So thank you everyone for joining us today. My name is Kelly T. Smith. You're listening to Soul Keys Podcast, and you can learn more about me at www.intuitivelifecoachingwithkelly.com. All right. Thanks everyone.